in the Jumka meeting. Can you hear me, Pastor? Yeah, it was surprising. Then I asked, this is first time for me to Zoom in the meeting, and I asked my son to do this, and he made it, and it was amazing. Yesterday, the test drive also went very good. I praise God, so that I'm able to speak with you and what's going on here, because you are the people who are always standing in the gap and praying for this nation and for the work of Kathleen Home and our vision to reach this nation with the good news of the gospel. And I know you are always standing with us and, you know, standing in the gap and praying for us. And you, it's my privilege to share with you what's going on here in India. And as you've been, you know, every day you're watching the TV and the newspapers saying what's going happening here in India. It's terrible. And we never expected this, but it was horrible. Sometimes it's overwhelming, and it's, you know, when you are in the middle of a situation like this, you don't know what to do. But every day, as a, you know, as a pastor and the leader of these Catholic ministries, and we have various churches around India, and I'm getting the information from the people calling me and explaining me what's happening around them. And it was shocking and it's horrible. And but when I see these things happening, I'm looking unto the Lord, and the Lord, give me a word to tell the people, to encourage them in this kind of situation. And the Lord is directing and guiding us through His word, and miraculously, and giving us joy in the middle of the storm. You know, every day, thousands and thousands of you know, people affected with this virus. You can see every street, almost all, every house had one patient. Many people, you know, think, you know, the numbers, what the government says is it's not exact number. If you come to the ground reality, you see how the people are affected, and then there is no place in the hospital. No places in the hospital. And you can see that the people are, you know, struggling for oxygen, and you're struggling for medicine and treatment. And even we can see even that they are, you know, hanging the oxygen cylinders under the trees to give these oxygen to these patients. And the hospital has no place. And nobody, you know, can help them. It was horrible. And sometimes, even, you know, families, even totally died, and no one left in the family. This is the horrible situation. And when we hear these kind of things happening around the villages and around our churches and all the people, you know, getting worried and worried what to do, what's happening here, and who can help us? I challenge them and tell them, our hope is Jesus. The cross still stands. The cross still towers. We know our God is God. Even in this pandemic, even in this middle of this, you know, problems, this terrible situation, God is still on the throne. And He will hear us. We have to cry and pray and stand in the gap. Pastor, I have to tell you, yesterday after we have a test, you know, live, after the meeting, the phone is ringing downstairs, and my wife is worrying and receiving all the calls. I went down and I asked my wife, what's happening? What's going on? And there are lots of people on the phone and crying the situation. And she told me, explain me all the things. Then I wept and we cried in the presence of the Lord, help us. One particular family, the two poor, you know, wife and husband, they both got this virus. And they've been suffering with more than 5 days, and no one take them to the hospital. Finally, a relative came and find them. They are struggling with the breathing, and they can't get the proper oxygen for their self. And then this you know, relative want to take them to the hospital. And they all the hospital said, no, we can't take them. It's full here. We can't help. And so he don't know what to do. And he bring them back to the house and crying. And he ringing me to my phone, but I was in the line. And my wife ripped the phone. Then I phoned that person and asked them what's happening, what's going on, what's the situation. Then said, these two people can't breathe. They've been struggling. They cried on the phone. And I cannot explain, Pastor, the situation. They need some oxygen. Something has to be happening right now, otherwise they cannot survive. They can't see tomorrow. So right now, they need something. You know what happened? My son and my family, we all knelt before the presence of God. And we went down and cried, Lord, you need to help us. You need to help them. These people have nobody to give oxygen, but you still can give them the oxygen. Lord, I want to see a miracle happen to right now in these people's lives. And I prayed, we prayed and prayed. And then I didn't hear them from anything. The morning, very early in the morning, I just want to know what happened to them. And I early morning, I called the person who was looking after them. And the person said, they miraculously, their oxygen level into the normal during the night time. And they survived. They are not taking any medicine. And now they can breathe themselves. It was amazing what God is doing in this pandemic. And what God is, this is not just one. Every day, what we have to do is, Lord, we're crying unto the Lord. And asking, Lord, we need you here. And we know that you never leave us. We know that you're still on the throne. And we can see these miracles will happen today. The miracles are not for yesterday. The miracles are for today. We see miracles will happen in this pandemic. And more people to come to the Lord, to Jesus Christ. So these things, you know, happening. This morning, I went to the church. Even in this pandemic, and we did no churches gathering together. But our church in the Machipur, we met. We have early morning service here. We did, by God's grace. And after that, and I went to the Machipur church, another church. Our service is at 8 o'clock over there. I have a 5 o'clock service here. I finished the service. I take my motorbike and went. I take one of the Catholic kids with me. And I went to the meeting. They all raising and worshiping there. They're keeping their social distance and praising and worshiping. We joined together. After the preaching, I asked them, is there any more testimonies? There are 8 people stand. How, when they prayed, what was happening to the people who are suffering with corona? And the deathbed, God raised these people. These 8 people, 8 testimonies. It's a miraculous, tremendous testimony. Because their relatives on their deathbed, and they asked, please pray for us. And these people prayed for them. God miraculously, you know, raised them and healed them in the midst of this storm. We see a tremendous move of God. And we see God is, you know, is doing miracles. When they are praying, simple prayer with little faith, when they are praying, we see these miracles are happening. Because, you know, every situation, God is there. We have to use our authority. And we have to use, then when you are using this authority, we see the miracle happen. That's why I said, this pandemic, even though it's very sad, we see thousands of people dying and many people, you know, but suffering. But in the middle of this situation, what we have to do, what we can do in the middle of this kind of situation, when you are right in the middle, what you have to do? That's when I'm praying this morning, the Lord has given me a wonderful word. And Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to preach my people? They've been suffering and many people dying. What do you want me to speak with them? The Lord said through the book of Acts, chapter 27, verse 22. The book of Acts, chapter 27, verse 22, where Paul said, came to the people. And he said, and now I exhort you to be good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. He said, he was in the middle of the storm. He was storm. They are in the darkness, not just one day, in 14 days. They are in the middle of the storm. They are in the eye of the storm. They don't know what's going to happen. Then they've been struggling. They're not even eating anything. And then he was in the middle of those people. The guard spoke with Paul and said, Paul, go and speak with these people. Speak with them. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Even in the middle of this storm, be of good cheer, because God is in control. He is there to help you. What an amazing God we serve, my friends. We don't only should be of good cheer in the good time, but even in the bad time, even the situation like this pandemic, even the situation like this, we still can rejoice and use every opportunity to preach the gospel and tell the people Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The cross still stands, and the cross still towers. He never changed. That's the power of the cross. That's the power of Jesus Christ. We are the people, even in the middle of this kind of storms, we still can cheer up. We still rejoice. We still proclaim. And we still believe for miracles. My friends, what an amazing God we're serving. You know, when I look at this word, and God said, what do you have to speak? In the middle of the storm, and they don't know, the ship is sailing nowhere. They don't know. They are in the dirt. Day and night going on. They did not even see the sun and the stars or the moon, but they don't know where they're going. They don't know what's going to happen to them in the middle of the situation. God spoke. He is speaking with these people. Tell Paul what you have to speak with your people. Speak with them. Be of good cheer. Be of good. We are the people. We are the people. Even in the middle of this kind of storms in the life, you pass around you. Sometimes you go through these valleys, through this pandemic, through this terrible situation, but we still rejoice. We still rejoice because God is in control, my friend. I'm with you. I say this is a wonderful time to tell the word that Jesus is the same. Jesus still works, still hears his prayers. The prayer of faith will do a miraculous, wonders will happen. That's why I said, this is the time to cheer up when the world is mourning, when the world is worrying. Cheer up and praise God and look unto him. Pray for the people, raise the dead, heal the sick. What Jesus commanded us to do, my friends. This is the time to pray for miracles. This is the time to pray for wonders. This is the time to raise up the dead, to pray and say the miracle of God. That's why I say to our pastors and all our people, I say, my friends, don't mourn, don't cry, don't be sad, but rejoice, be of good cheer. Tell the people, God is in control. God will raise up. God will heal the people. God will give them the hope again. You know what God said to Paul here, when I read verse 24, it says in Acts chapter 27, verse 24, it says, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and to lo, God hath given thee all them that shall with thee. You see, all God is saying to, the Lord is saying to Paul, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. You are not yet finished, my friend. Many times we think, oh, I'm finished. I don't know what to do. I don't know whether I come out of this situation. I don't know if I can survive in this pandemic, if I can survive in this terrible situation. But God said, you are not yet finished, my friend. You still have to do something. What an amazing God we're serving. You know, Paul is one of among many hundreds of people in the ship. You know, what he said to Paul, Paul, be of good cheer. You know, because you're going to give witness before Caesar. You know, yes, you give witness in Jerusalem. You are going to give witness before Caesar. That gives that you are going to survive. We cannot, we are not going to be, you perish, but we are going to survive and do the work of God. Many times we think that we finish. Maybe we cannot survive. We cannot come out of this situation. But God says, you will survive. Not only that. Another wonderful thing, you know what God said to Paul? Paul, I have given every person in the ship to you. Every person in the ship is willing to say, now, in this time, give them the testimony. Tell them that God is serving. Let them know there is a God with you, my friend. You know, this is a wonderful opportunity. God is speaking with Paul and said, Paul, I have given everyone who is sailing with you. I have given every one of them. They are with you. Because of you, they will be protected. Because of you, they will know God. You know what happened? Before they started the journey from Crete, you know what Paul said? Paul said, oh, it's not good for us to, you know, carry on the journey. But they did not listen to them. They did not listen. They did not listen because, you know, they think that Paul is an ordinary person. So he did not, they did not listen. The ship captain did not listen. You know, that captain did not listen. The soldiers did not listen to him. But now, in the middle of the storm, when God is with Paul and did this miracle, and everyone listening, the man, look at this man. We are all struggling for our life. We are worrying for our life. But look at this joy. Look at this person. He's different than us. Well, how did this person is getting this much of joy? We are all worrying for ourselves. But this person is rejoicing. There is something. There is something inside of him. And you know, it's because of God. This Paul had this joy because of joy. That's why they are listening. When Paul is speaking with them, they are listening. Not only that, if you carry on that word, I love that scripture, 34, where he says, wherefore I pray to you to take some meat for this, for your help, for they shall not hail fall from the head of any one of you. What an amazing statement. Here is the verse in your Acts chapter 27, verse 34, it says, therefore, I pray to you to take some meat for this, for your health, for there shall not a hail fall from the head of any one of you. Because my God told me, he has given everyone who is sailing with me, he's going to protect them. You are going to protect it because God has given me the word. I believe that word. My God is God and he gave the word. He will not change his word. He will not lie. He stands on his word. That's why I say, my friends, be of good cheer. Just take some meat for yourself. Strengthen yourself. Cheer up. Because we are all going to overcome this problem. You know, he take some bread. And in the middle of them, and he spoken, and when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer. Look at this word. Look at this word. What an amazing God we're serving. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. See, look at that. Paul, he just only cheered up. He gave joy to everyone. And everyone got hope. Now we are not going to perish, but we know we're going to survive. I used to tell my people, even on the deathbed, my friends, do not lose hope. God even can raise you from the deathbed. God even can raise you at an excellent level. God can heal you. God can raise you up. Do not give up. Cheer up. Rejoice. Sing a shout. Sing, shout, and praise God. You know what happened? The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength, my friend. Even on the deathbed, this consolation camp, you know, in this separated word, but I'm going to welcome. They had joy, my friend. What an amazing God we serve. You know, rejoice with Paul. They all rejoice. You know what? Finally, as God said, not even one of them did not die. They did not die. Everyone survived from this terrible storm. Terrible storm, my friend. Today, I believe that God is with us. Our God is God. We are not the people in this situation. We cry. We don't know what to do. We are suffering. We don't know what to do. No, I say, we will rejoice. We will rejoice. We sing unto the Lord. We dance in the presence of God. We shout in the face of the death and tell the devil, you are destroyed. You have no more strength. We will overcome. We will overcome, my friends. You know, that's why God said to Paul, Paul, tell them, be of good cheer. We are the, you know, in the world, this kind of situation, God's people are the people who can rejoice in the middle of the storm. Look at what happened. Paul has this kind of experience many times, not just this time. Many times he's been experienced. If you read Acts chapter 16, verse 24, where he was in the prison. But 25, that's for 25, you when you read this, in the middle of the night, you know, in the middle of the prison, nowhere, he's praying and singing and shouting with joy. Then the Lord has done the miracle, and every chain was broken. And all the people listening, look how this guy got the joy in the middle of the storm. It's because the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord, my friend. They rejoice in the middle of that storm. They rejoice in the prison. They rejoice on the deathbed. And God gave them the victory. I believe this is the opportunity to bring the people, tell the people that Jesus is the same as today, today, and forever. He is the same. He can do the miracles what he has done 2,000 years ago. He can do the same today. If we believe, all we have to do is believing in God, and he can do for us today. My friends, I believe that God is going to give a great revival after this. I want to see this. I want to see this revival sweeping around the world, telling the people, God is God. He will give us the victory. In every time, whenever we are in the valley, whenever we are in the storm of life, God give us the victory, my friend. So, my friends, I rejoice in the middle of the, you know, in this storm. I'm telling the people, and this is the opportunity where you can pray other people, where people are suffering with the oxygen, suffering with something. Just go and preach the gospel. Pray for them. Tell them Jesus can heal them. Jesus said that. Those who believe me can do the greater things than I. So we can do more greater things. Jesus can do more greater things now in this situation. And God is going to heal this nation. And let these heathen people know there is a God who we serve is alive and active. He can raise the people from the deathbed. So I'm sharing and praying and using every opportunity to bring the gospel to the lives of these people and tell them in the middle of the storm, still there is a hope. If you put your trust in Jesus, Jesus can heal you even on the deathbed, even in this situation, give you the victory. And we're sharing the people are, you know, they're experiencing these things and they're giving lives to Jesus. So praise God. Thank you everyone who's praying for us. We never stop. We never stop. We don't stop. We still keep on running, praising and praying. Even in the COVID situation, we're praying people. You know, the people, the government said, do not touch, keep distance. But we have to pray when they are being struggling. So we're praying and praise God for that. God is giving us a victory, my friend. So thank you, everyone. Be of good cheer. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to preach the gospel. Don't be afraid when you go through these storms. Just cheer up and expect another miracle to add into your life. So, my friends, thank you everyone for giving me this opportunity. Pray for India. Pray for more souls for the kingdom of God. Thank you so much. Woo! Oh, praise God, my friends.
Hallelujah. Well, I hope you're all feeling very cheerful and encouraged by that God is still the same God, unchanged yesterday, today, and forevermore. And God is with us, and our hope is eternally in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Yusuf Adam, that was very encouraging. It's lovely to hear you. It's great to hear you speak. I'm Thank sorry you, that because everybody was muted, you didn't have all of the amens going along with you in the background. But in the spirit, I'm sure all of those amens were there. Is that not right, everybody?
Thank you.
So, Father, we just want to thank you, Father, that your grace is always the same, Father. Your mercies are new every morning, Father. With you, there is a newness. There is a constant supply of your grace, Father. We thank you that you are an infinite God, Father. We thank you that just because you bless one person doesn't mean you bless someone else less. You bless everybody, and your grace and blessings overflow to all. And Father, we just want to thank you that we know that you are in charge. Your cross still stands. The kingdom of God will advance, Father, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, Father. I pray for every one of us here this morning, Lord, that we would take encouragement, Father, not from our human circumstances, but encouragement from knowing that we are a part of a family and our hope, Father, flows through eternity from you, Father. Even people in prison, Lord, we rejoice in Paul and Silas. And we just pray that that joy of the Lord, which is our strength, Father, would just flow to those around us, Lord, day by day. And even as the pastor has prayed for us and ministered to us in Burtley, Lord, we just want to pray that every one of those blessings will be given to him and to his church and to the people in his area in India as well, Father. Even as he's given to us, Lord, we just pray you would give 10 times as much back, Lord, to the people in his own flock and in that area. So, Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you, Father, for your blessing. We just thank you, Father, for every good thing that you've given to us. Lord, we just pray that we'll be people, men and women of the Spirit, Lord, who live in faith and led by you and not by what we see around us day by day. Lord Jesus, I pray for your blessing and your hope to minister deep into our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.